Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher. Hello, listeners. This is episode 49 of Art Talk, and I'm super, super excited to introduce you to my guest, Shirley Ann O'Neill. So let me introduce Shirley. She is the director and co-founder of the Visual Art Open, an international art prize for emerging artists. In 2020, she co-founded the Visual Artists Association, VAA, a platform for professional artists and heads up their mentorship program. She is known for experience in artist development with a focus in communicating the narrative of art to global audiences. Formerly, she worked on curatorial projects and national exhibition programs, which were supported by the Tate National Museums, BBC, and the New York Times International. Shirley Ann has over 20 years' experience of working with visual artists. She wrote the book Good Art Doesn't Sell Itself, The Artist's Definitive Guide to Visibility and Opportunities. And I have to say, it's a brilliant book. I will put the link in the show notes because it's an absolute must read. Welcome, Shirley Ann. Thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Thank you for such a warm introduction. I'm delighted to be here.
Could you briefly tell us a bit about yourself?
Absolutely. I come from a family of self-employed people, and I fell into arts marketing fairly young, at the age of 16, believe it or not. And I've since then gone from strength to strength. I've done the academic route, I've done the corporate route, but I've got a passion for helping artists communicate their stories and who they are and what they're about. And more importantly, or equally as important, is to earn a livelihood from their creativity.
That's brilliant. Yeah. You have an MA in marketing. Yeah, you already said. So what specifically was it that you made you specialize in the art market? Because marketing and the art market, most artists have like,
Exactly. Well, I had that impression as well. Basically, I worked for my aunt when I was 16 and she set up a studio. I was a Saturday girl. And she was new to business. She didn't know anything about business, but she worked in textiles. And to cut a long story short, I saw the pain she went through of setting her business up, and I helped her turn that business around. And I was so proud the day when we actually started getting people into the studio and she was making money. And the feeling of having a customer or a person who was emotionally moved by what she did. So one happy person and her being able to pay her bills. It was a brilliant feeling. I thought, wow, this is easy for me, you know. And it all goes back to the book that I've written about visibility. And this was the day pre-internet, you know. And it was just about, I don't know, changing people's perception of what marketing is, because marketing sounds a little bit like silver snake skin oil. You know, what people don't realize is marketing is communication. All it is about really get communication with people who are interested in your art or would be potentially. So then after that, I thought, right, I need to get some business skills. Went off to university. I actually set up my first business at university whilst doing a business degree. So I know firsthand how painful it is. And then I went into the corporate world and I did a variety of jobs. And the reason why I picked marketing was because it was the least boring out of all the other business subjects. I'm not going to lie.
Wow, that is really, yeah.
Honest, absolutely. And then what happened was I was working with artists in the business world and I realized it's really hard to find artists for these projects. I didn't want to go to agencies, although I often did. And if you think about it, there are, you know, artists are needed for everything. If I'm creating a magazine, I need your artwork. I need to license it. there was one particular project where I was working in a new business and we needed to do a big sculptural piece in the reception. And trying to find artists, and you know, the agency wasn't doing a good job, and I had to keep my MD happy. So I realized there was a problem in the art world, as in there are brilliant artists, but they don't always connect with the end customers, and that the power of the agencies isn't great. So that's how I realized there was a need for education and opportunities for artists. And that is what I'm about. And then fortunately, I was introduced to Laura O'Hare. And I did very well in the corporate world, but I was there just to learn the business skills. It wasn't feeding my soul, although I was very fortunate to get a good income from it. And then I moved on and progressed and actually gone fully into the art world.
Wow. It must be a challenge. And to me, it sounds very interesting to say, out of business, marketing is the least boring. And if you say that to an artist, to say, oh my God.
It's so true. I mean, I think it's about changing your perception of marketing. I mean, when I did my first degree, I just did business, and I thought marketing, if I'm being honest, I thought it was fluffy. I thought there was no credibility to it. And then when I graduated, I thought, what do I really love? You know, I love communication, and my perception changed. And that's when I did my master's. I got chartered very quickly. And I started to work in different industries, you know, travel industry and education industry and industries that I have an interest in. But all the way through over the last 25 years, I've always worked with artists. And the last 10 years, I've thought, right, how do I serve artists? Because I know I can make their life easier. And it goes back to that spark when I was 16 years old of making a difference.
Yeah.
And that relative actually passed away last year. And I am so thankful to her because she set me off on a journey just because I was trying to solve her problem. I think it's good for the soul, art. I think it's needed everywhere. And the other point I would say is, it's really important to understand that regardless of whether you're an artist or, you know, any other profession, doctor, you know, solicitor, we all have a personal brand. It's what people think about us when we're not in the room. So in some ways, communication is needed for any job that you choose. And it's quite interesting. So that's why I kind of fell in love with marketing, although I was a resistant person to it.
But I love it that you fell in love with marketing, but also that for you, it was the artist that needed the help, because so many artists have no clue. Some are good at it. It's natural to them, but they are natural communicators, so it's easier. But you have people who are not natural communicators, and they struggle and they fight. And there are so many things that I read in your book, because I came and I became a member, I think, in January. I had like, okay, I go for the premium membership. Bang, this is it. I want to know. I read this book. I found it in the book. And I had like, okay, if this book gives me this, then this membership must be awesome. I've downloaded all your guides, work through them, because this is so much information. And, you know, I've done some courses. I have done Making Art, Making Money. I've done Artist in Business, all these marketing courses. Yeah, you pick bits and bobs out of it, but it doesn't break through that wall of, here you are as an artist, you have your why, stories, all good and well. You post frequently, you go onto the internet, you show yourself. But then you have this brick wall, and the V&A breaks through that, because you all have experience in the art world. Absolutely. On the other side of the wall.
We started off by doing art fairs and art exhibitions and art collectors clubs, and we realized that artists can get stuck in a matrix. This is what I call it. You know, you just need to make sure that your community and your development go hand in hand, because it can be a very lonely experience. It's a cottage industry. And in that sense, it's sometimes hard to make the next step or to find different income streams. Having said that, we've worked with lots and lots of successful artists. So I think when you give people the proof of this is how it's done, this is how they've done it, it then opens up a whole world of possibility. Yep. And people can then realize, okay, I can do this, you know. And it's about sharing that those ideas and knowledge. I think that's really, really important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. You opened a candy store for me.
Oh, good.
There were so many. There were just so many things that I wasn't aware of. How do I license? Do I even license? Publishing houses for art? I had no clue.
No.
PR. Yeah, I know about PR, but that costs you a trackload of money. But there's other ways you can do PR. Museum. I have done my research for the museum in Amsterdam of modern art, and they get thousands of email every day and say, sorry, no, we don't even have money. And then for people, it breaks off. Galleries. I was told galleries is a no-go area.
There's things like that. There are so many myths out there. It's so true.
Wow. And you come with, yeah, you can do. Absolutely. But you make a very distinct shift between the vintage ones that only want your money for a very small part of the wall, don't do anything to sell your art, and those who are really interested. But what do you need to do as artists to even communicate with them and to go there? And the way that you said that you write about, okay, but listen, connect with them.
It takes time to build these relationships. It does. Do you know, one of the things that I found, and I've read so many art books out there and I've attended lots of resources, is there wasn't one definitive book that said, right, here is how you navigate the art world. Now, if you really want your work to be seen in museums and public galleries, that is a possibility. And I know, because I'm seeing artists doing it, and you don't necessarily need to be super experienced. A lot of artists, and you gave that as an example, a lot of galleries and museums, they do have engagement programs, but it's understanding when they run, how to apply, and everything's possible. It's just understanding how it works.
Yeah.
And catching time is so important. It really is. I feel for artists, because I think in terms of keeping your motivation and your focus, it can be hard if you've had a series of no's, and it's kind of keeping your eye on the prize and going for some low-hanging fruit and saying, right, this is where my art is today. Where do I want to be, and how am I going to get there? So there is a process to it. And I know some of the resistance I've had is, people say there's no individual success path. Actually, there is a visibility path, and people do follow it. Obviously, it's personal to the individual artist, because we've all got different skills, different amounts of time free, different financial backgrounds. But there is a path, and there are set steps that you can follow.
Yeah, exactly. And we talked about it, your brilliant book, Good Art Doesn't Sell. I love that. I think that was the title. I had like, I have good art. I believe in my art. So that book is for me. But my question was more, what is good art to you?
Good art for me, I've got all different types of art. You know, I've got investment art. So, you know, if I look at my collection, I'm quite good at spotting, you know, when something's going to go up in price. So, you know, anything from Sir Peter Blake, Sir Anthony Gormley. And I've also got art where I've just got an emotional connection. And I tend to buy 2 or 3 pieces a year. Mm-hmm. I think I don't tend to look at the background of the artist unless I'm looking for an incremental increase in revenue. I think I fall into the other categories where I know a little bit about art, but I buy art because it brings me joy. And I'm an impulse buyer. So if I go to an art fair, I'll think, oh, and what I tend to do with art is I will recycle it, as in I will take them out in seasons in my home. So mm-hmm. I know that winter season, this art looks good, and summer season, and it's all under the bed upstairs in storage. Good art is when there's integrity and authenticity of the artist. Yep. They're the two crucial things. Yes. If the artist acts with agency and confidence, and they don't have to be loud, they can be an introvert, but if they have got, I don't know, they believe in their artwork, that makes me believe in their artwork. Also helps if they can storytell a little bit, they can tell me why they created it, what inspired them. I buy art for all different reasons.